It started May 27th, 1987. I'm a locksmith foreman, and I pretty much deal with any locks, keys, related to the university. Actually, a friend my brother was working with, who's a locksmith as well, trained karate up here. And he actually read it on the job posting board. And he phoned my brother and said, you should tell him there's a job opening up there. So I actually came and applied for it. And then a couple of days later, the union phoned and said, are you interested in it? I said, sure. And I was sent up here. But that's how I was actually found it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Randy was training karate. Yeah, it was like a change of people retiring. I mean, I came in sort of at the, you know, the bottom of senior, and within a few years, I'd moved to almost the top in the seniority with everybody retiring. And it's pretty much happening again, is that there's very few people, like a handful of people in facilities that were here, that are still here when I first started. Everybody has retired and moved on. Now we're starting to get another group of us who are coming close to retirement. 5 years, 10 years up here, time is sort of really, you don't notice it. When I first started, I was, wondering, do you want to be here? And one of the plumbers, who's now retired, said, relax. He goes, 10 years will be gone before you ever know it. And I was walking through the office one day, and a painter looked at me and said, oh, congratulations on your 10 years. And I had to stop and think, and it was 1997, and I started in 87, and it had been 10 years that already passed. And I actually went to the plumber and I said, you were 100% right. It just went by. Now I'm hitting 25 years, and it just seems like yesterday. It does, and other people will tell you the same thing. I mean, yeah. When you start talking to people, even at, say, coming up, 25 years, I'm still a rookie to some of the people who have been here since day one, 35 years, or, and you're going, wow, I'm just hitting 10 more years, wow. But there's lots of them up here. Been here so long, and I'm thinking, yeah, it just breezed sort of past you. Mm-hmm. When I first started here, my boss at the time asked me if I would kindly take my holidays in the summer. And no other employer really does that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because there wasn't really many people up here. And it was like sort of a ghost town. And so I would take my holidays in the summer, which seemed like, but you just, over the years now, you just notice that it's 12 months a year instead of really 10 or 8 months, of the semester. There was really never a summer semester, that there appears to be now. Just constant, we do have a lot more kids camps and that. That wasn't here when we first started. That sort of came, and I believe there's thousands of kids up here now in the summer as well, right? But there's also lots of classes being run. Yeah, just all of it's changed. It's huge compared to what it was. In the old days, used to pretty much walk everywhere. It was just nice to just walk and go do your jobs. Now it's pretty much you drive everywhere, and it's just a lot more to do. you've seen that change, but that's just times, I guess. If SFU was only for 3,500 students and we got like 15,000, well, obviously you're going to have more buildings. We're actually sitting on the parking lot of where the employees of my department used to park, which is now a meeting room we're sitting in. Mm-hmm. All right.